Welcome, everyone, to the Dark Forest. You know, if I see somebody stranded on the side of a highway, or any road for that matter, it's just in my nature to park and try to help them out if I can, even if it's just a quick push. But after tonight's tale, I may change my habits. I have no idea why I volunteered for the midnight shift. The extra 40 cents per hour wasn't really worth it. Everyone I was working with had good reasons to not take the shift that week. Me being the nice person I was, took the shift no one wanted. If I didn't, it would have gone to someone with less seniority in the company. And I knew that everyone below me either had kids to look after or college classes. The person who was meant for the midnight shift had a medical emergency the day before, and it was such short notice I knew it was causing problems. They had to find a body to fill the shift, and I stepped in knowing it would be a hassle for others to change their schedule around. I really should be more selfish in the future. My job was out of town where I lived. Because of that, I had to drive at least an hour on the highway each way. It was 2 hours out of my day listening to audiobooks or podcasts. That way, it wasn't a waste. Plus, the pay was stupid high for such an easy job, I couldn't complain about the drive. But even so, I found the highway at night super creepy. For long stretches, there was nothing but endless trees on either side of the road. Driving in the pitch dark, only being able to see a few feet in front of you, and most of that few feet was just trees. It wasn't pleasant. At least for me. I watched The Blair Witch far too young. I know it's not a scary movie for anyone else, but seeing trees at nighttime? No thank you. But somehow, my kindness outshone my fear of the woods. I was driving in for my shift around 11:30 p.m. I needed to speed if I would make it to work by midnight. But I saw something I could not ignore. On the side of the road, I saw a car pulled over and the driver's side door open. I didn't see anyone around the car, so I came up to it. I saw that the car was a taxi and that gave off some red flags. A few months ago, my car needed to be taken in for some work. I hitched a ride with the coworker and we just got to talking about how expensive it would have been if I got a taxi or an Uber to work even for one night. I didn't even want to think about how much it would have cost if the taxi went by the meter. I heard that sometimes they would do a flat rate between cities, but once you're off on the highway, the meter starts. I never bothered to find out if that was true. Seeing a taxi on the highway was weird enough. Seeing a taxi on the side of the highway, top light on and the door open with no one around was super weird. I think anyone would think that. But I may be the only person who pulled over to see what was going on. I was already going to be late for work, but I knew it would bother me if I didn't at least check to see if someone needed help. I pulled over, but I had already passed the taxi when I decided to stop. Instead of backing up, I just got out of my car, taking my cell phone and flashlight out of my trunk. This could be some sort of scam. A way for people to pull over to get robbed. But I honestly never heard of that happening, like, ever. At least not where I lived. And my flashlight weighed at least 5 pounds. I could get a good hit into somebody and just make a run for it. Kicking up dust as I walked over, I could tell something was very wrong even before I reached the car. I hadn't noticed it before, but one of the back doors was open as well. I already had my phone out and dialed trying to get help on the way, but only got static, which I thought was also very weird. I never had issues with the signal out on the highway. My phone connected to my car. It would read texts while I was driving. A signal had never been an issue before. I think any normal person would have just left, but I guess I'm stupid. I looked inside the car, looking for anyone or anything that would explain why the car was just sitting there. My stomach dropped when I saw some red, and I knew it was blood over the driver's seat. I shone my flashlight on the ground to follow a trail of blood droplets with some hurried footprints leading off into the woods. It wasn't a lot of blood, but it wasn't a little either. Someone was hurt, but it was hard to tell how badly. I looked in the back of the taxi trying to find a weapon, but I didn't touch the car. I just leaned over trying to get a good look inside. The window of the rear door that was open had been smashed. Glass littered the back seat and spilled onto the ground outside of the taxi. Something had happened, and I still couldn't get my phone to work. That's when I heard it. A scream. A man screaming for help from inside the woods. He sounded close enough to me to reach him. After everything I had seen and now heard, I really should have just ditched the whole thing. But like I said, I'm stupid. "Stay there!" I shouted back. "I'm coming to help!" Without a second thought, I took off running into the woods and where I thought I heard the scream. And it honestly was my worst nightmare. In the woods at night is so unsettling. I don't know how people go camping. My flashlight was bulky and I had a good beam of light, but it could only go so far into the woods. The darkness where my light could not reach made my palms sweat. I couldn't stand not knowing what was out there in the dark looking back at me. I scolded myself mentally, saying the only thing out there is someone who needs help. It was only when I was a few feet into the woods and the point to where I couldn't see the light of the taxi was when what I had actually just done sunk in. If a man was hurt out there, what was he hurt from? Who had hurt him? It wasn't just him. Someone broke the window. Someone had been in the back seat, and I only had a hefty flashlight and a cell phone that still was not working. I wanted to find the man and get the hell out of there when I heard something else. A woman's voice.
"Please, can you help me find my son?"
I looked around, trying to figure out where the voice came from. My beam of light scanned the dark trees, but seeing nothing besides the creepy trees that I hated.
"Please, can you help me find my son?"
The voice came again, then again. She repeated herself 3 times and fell silent. I started to shake. I just couldn't help it. The woman's voice sounded off. Have you ever seen the video of a bird talking in Japanese? It sounds so human and yet not. So close to human speech, but the tone is so slightly off, you're aware you're not talking to a human. That woman's voice sounded human, yet not.
"Run!"
I screamed at the voice. Of course I screamed. An older man came running out from the trees, his lip torn and still bleeding. He rushed past me and made a grab for my arm to drag me along. He missed but didn't even pause in running to try again. He just ran, trying not to trip over fallen branches and tree roots. He looked like a man who had just saw death itself. I was so shocked, still seeing him, I may have not ran after him if the ear-piercing scream hadn't come from behind me. That sound motivated me to run as fast as I could from behind that man. That scream. That sound I could hear in my nightmares. Or even if I just let myself sit in silence for too long. I've binged over 100 of wildlife recordings, trying to prove to myself I heard an escaped exotic pet, or anything that would logically explain that scream that I heard. It wasn't made by a human, or an animal. It was nothing I have ever heard since, and I hope I never hear it again. And it was right behind me. I somehow caught up to the man. I felt like we had ran so far and yet we hadn't reached the road yet. I had to stop because my chest burned from running. We both stood gasping for air from fear and from running through the hard-to-navigate forest floor. The flashlight beam was powerful enough to light his face covered with blood, even if I wasn't pointing it directly at him. He nervously ran a hand over his face. It didn't wipe off anything, only getting his face bloodier. I had only heard a voice and a scream. I did not want to know what this man had seen in the woods. "We need to keep going," I told him once I was able to talk again. "It's not my fault." He was running his bloody hand through his hair, clearly out of his mind from fright. I wanted to reach out to try to calm him down, but wasn't sure if that would upset him more. I decided to let him talk while I looked around trying to find a way out of the trees. "It's not my fault. I mean, she's pretty. She was pretty. She got into the cab, right? You understand, right?" By some miracle, I spotted a light through the trees I was positive came from the taxi from the road. I was just about to tell the man we needed to walk in that direction, but what he was saying made me stop. I had never been so afraid in my life being in those woods, but I still stopped to look over at him. "What are you talking about?" I asked slowly. "Girls like that don't mean no, right? If they are so nice like that, and smile at you like that, they want it, right?" "I didn't do anything. I just parked. I didn't even get in the back seat. She was the one who leaned over. Damn bitch bit my lips off. She was the one who wanted it." As he spoke, his voice got more and more frantic. I stood in place, watching him lose it. He was running his hand through his hair, tearing at it. His body shook and his eyes darted around wildly. "That bitch isn't human," he shouted. He grabbed his head with both hands and started to sob. This man. I don't even want to think what had happened to the woman in the back of his taxi if she was human. If he just picked up a normal person that night, what would he have done? Over his sobs, I heard a branch crack. Then another. I raised my flashlight to look into the darkness and finally saw her. She was pretty. That much was true. And also, not human. Long brown hair fell over her shoulders. She was only wearing a flower print sundress with the driver's blood down the front. Her face looked normal aside from her eyes. They were eyes of a dead woman, blind and pale. She was only a few steps away from us. The sobby man had noticed her creeping up behind him. She stood in the beam of the flashlight, almost curious what I would do. I did something I never expected of myself. While keeping the flashlight on the woman, I took a step back, then another. The taxi driver was in so much distress, he didn't notice me slowly backing away from him. It was only when I was a decent distance away from them when the driver finally raised his head. I saw the horror on his face when he noticed I was now far away from him. Almost in slow motion, I watched as he reached out a hand for me, and at the same time the woman took him. Her mouth ripped open, causing her head to look like a demonic Pez toy. With her hands, suddenly long claws, she grabbed his shoulder and latched onto his neck. Her eyes stayed on me the entire time. Blood soaked the front of the driver's shirt before he could even scream. That woman never took her eyes off of me as she tore flesh away from the man. I didn't stay around to let her rip him apart. I turned and ran as fast as I could towards the light coming from the taxi. I got out of the woods without being followed. I kept running to my car and flew in. My hands were shaking too much to even start the damn thing. On reflex, I checked my phone. I saw that I finally had a signal, and without any delay, I called the police. I don't know why I stayed in my car, or why I didn't just leave after reporting my story. Even in my state, I knew I couldn't tell the truth. I told the operator that I spotted the taxi pulled over, saw some blood, and when I was about to go into the woods to try to help, I heard screaming that freaked me out and I ran back to my car. Even after the cops showed up, they just took my story again and my info, then they dismissed me. I was very late for work, but after telling my bosses a very abridged version of the night's events, they forgave me. I still have trouble sleeping, I no longer do midnight shifts, and I hate driving along that highway before the sun comes up on my early morning shifts. I looked up the case, but didn't find much details. They only found blood from the driver, but enough for them to be positive he was dead. I was not a suspect even though I found the car. I looked up the driver's name once I found it out, and saw that he had assaulted other women before. He had just been released and wasn't even a real taxi driver. They had no idea where he had gotten the taxi from, but the police were sure he was using it to hunt other women. A bit of information about the case that made it impossible to sleep at night was who the woman was. They found her DNA on the broken window glass. The thing was, she had disappeared 3 years ago and assumed dead. She had gone missing in the woods with her son. Maybe I should get a new job, or one much closer to home.